Today we're going to discuss how to spot a cocaine addict. People using cocaine often exhibit some telltale signs: dilated pupils, erratic behavior, nervousness, and anxiety.
Some of the physical signs of cocaine use are frequent sniffling and a runny nose, bloodshot eyes.
Boom! The Orange Man Rad did it. That sound you might not hear in Ukraine much longer, unless it's a Democrat part run of Ukraine that's like San Francisco, and there's usually gunfire because it's a shithole. Anyhow, wow, that's a weird thing. Looks like Donald Trump, before December, they're still counting fucking votes in California, and Donald Trump has ended the war in Ukraine. Slava Ukraine. Adam Kinzinger is crying like a fucking bitch right now because the war is ending. The grift is coming to an end. It's weird how that works. Much like the ISIS situation. Remember when that dude who murdered her? Yeah, it's a 14 slip. Remember that dude who totally for cereals didn't murder his chef in his Martha's Vineyard backyard? Wow, that's weird. Obama has a lot of mansions on oceanfront property, but keeps telling me about climate change. Wow, what a weird buttfucker. Anyway, remember when he was telling everybody, oh my God, the ISIS? They're unstoppable. Nobody can stop ISIS, right? It's going to take a generation to stop ISIS. Oh my God, they've got motherfucking Hiluxes. You can't destroy a Hilux, George. Can't do it, bro. And Donald Trump won a rigged election, came in and goes, find out where ISIS is at, right? Where are they taking all of this oil that they're fucking stealing? Right. Find that place and then blow it the fuck up. They said, we surrender. Immediately. It took like 4 weeks. 4 weeks for Donald Trump to end the ISIS war. He ended ISIS. Until Joe Biden miraculously won an election in the middle of the night. Then ISIS came back. That's a weird thing, George! So, much like that situation, this conflict that's gonna go on forever. Right? Look at the strong, stunning, and brave lesbians on the Ukrainian front! They're gonna fight to the last they, them. And this will go on for... No, it's going to fucking end, like, before December. Before December. Before they're done counting ballots in California, Donald Trump has already ended the Ukraine war. Wow. Here's InfoWords. Breaking! Zelensky willing to see territory... Oh, no, man. He was telling everybody, no, fuck, I'll make sure every fucking Ukrainian dies before we give land back to Russia. And now he's like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. The Orange Man won? Oh, man, but we were rigging the fuck out of that election. How do you win? That's right. Us. And now it's over. The grift is over. The money laundering's over. The child laundering is over. The biolab laundering is over. Everything's over, ass fucker. It's weird. Cross-dressing cocaine addict. I think to really facilitate and solidify the ending of this war, Donald Trump should hand Zelensky over to Putin. Shit, sign me up. I'll do it myself. I don't usually get on airplanes, but I'd fly all the way across this fucking planet to seal that deal myself. I'd bow wrap this cross dresser and drop him off in motherfucking Moscow. Hand him over. Well, anyway, now after telling everybody, we're not giving up one centimeter of Slava Ukrainian land. He's like, ah, shit, yeah, we'll give up all the land. Please just don't kill me. Yeah, dude, this dude's worried about being peak, missed it. Woo! All right, so breaking, Zelensky willing to cede territory to Russia in exchange for NATO protection. Yeah, so this is over. That's it. That's done. We done. Put a fork in this war. It's over. So how did anybody benefit from any of this? Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of weirdo lefties over there going, Russia did this. Right, Russia should have to give back all the land in an unprovoked attack on Russia. You're fucking stupid. It's not an unprovoked attack on Russia. Idiots. Kamala Harris said, nope, it's a done deal. Ukraine is going into NATO. She said this. It's fucking stupid, by the way. Since 1990, whenever the hell that wall fell down in Berlin, the deal was, wall goes down in Berlin, you guys can reunify Germany, we'll leave, but you don't move NATO one inch towards us. And then they said, oh, okay, yeah, we'll definitely not do that. And then right up to the doorstep. Right up to the door. Yep. Kamala Harris goes, yep, we're going to sign you up. You share a border with Russia. You're going into NATO. And Putin was like, well, we can't allow that. And so the only way for us to keep you from allowing, from just signing Ukraine into NATO is to attack them and get them into a conflict, because if you're in a conflict, then you can't join NATO. And Russia was left with no other option. It was either let them join NATO and now you've got missiles right on your fucking doorstep, or hit them with a limited military exercise. Yeah, there's a lot of people losing their lives in Ukraine. But Russia could obliterate Ukraine. At any time, Ukraine, the fucking people in Kiev Chicken never lost their power, never lost their running water. They never lost their internet. Russia could have blown, they got hypersonic missiles that we can't fucking touch. They could have obliterated this place. They said, let's put them in a limited military action, take a whole bunch of the fucking eastern part of it, force them into the negotiation table. And as long as you had a bunch of criminal kid fuckers who stole an election, they were going to keep grinding up Ukrainian men forever. And now Donald Trump has won because of us, and we're turning the money spigot off. And this idiot over here, this cross-dressing fucking lunatic who's a complete puppet, of course, is now forced to acknowledge the reality of the situation. You're going to get, again, it only cost you 1 million people to get into to NATO. Congratulations. And by the way, you idiots are these cross-dressing weirdos in Ukraine. These Euro addicts are like, oh my God, we're finally going to be in NATO. Idiots. You're going to get in NATO, right, to end this war. And we're going to shut the money spigot off to NATO. NATO's going to fucking collapse. So you just lost all of your dudes for no reason. Ukraine got completely fucked up for no reason. NATO's not going to, without stealing from American taxpayers, NATO doesn't exist. And we're not going to let that happen anymore. Go fuck yourself. All of you. All of Europe, go fuck yourself. Everybody. Fuck everybody, right? Everybody go fuck yourself. America's done. We're fixing this place. The rest of you, I don't give a fuck what happens to you. I don't care if Putin attacks you. I don't care if UFOs attack you. I don't give a shit what happens to you people outside of this country. I don't give a fuck. I care about this place. Let's fix this place. But there you go. Voldemort Zelensky. Oh, okay, man. All right. If we want to end this hot war now, we'll cede all of that land. All right, but let us into NATO. Okay. All right, yeah. A third of Ukraine gone to Russia in exchange so you can be in NATO. That is going to be worthless in a few weeks anyway. You fucking dumb assholes. You got. And we got robbed, so I don't know why I'm excited. But I'm done getting robbed. Go fuck yourself, weirdo. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel. You're going to keep up to date with Donald Trump ending the war before December. Hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.